Welcome to another powerful show of prophetic revelation and insight. Straight Talk with Wayne, your daily source of prophetic revelation, prayer, and the Christian news that you need. As part of thesecondadam.com, Pastor Wayne invites you to listen, enjoy, and share these anointed messages of hope and glory.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here to secondadam.com, straighttalkwithwayne.com. Over the last few days, the last week, we've talked about the way God's communicated and communicates, and His sovereignty to speak the way He chooses. We've looked at Balaam the donkey. We looked at casting of lots or throwing dice. We've looked at dreams, visions, pillars of fire, pillars of cloud, and we've done them all in about 3 to 5 minutes. And the reason is, I didn't want to give a full teaching on it yet. They'll come through our online church. Be sure you are following us in our online church. But I want to just give you some information here of how God speaks. And here's one way that He still speaks today. And so we're going to go into 1 Samuel 9:8-9. 1 Samuel 9:8-9. Saul said to his servant, "If we go, what can we give the man?" See, what they were doing here, they were looking to keep the brevity of this message, they were looking for advice where to go. So they were going to the seer, going to the prophet. And Saul said to his servant, "If we go, what can we give the man? The food in our sacks is gone. We have no gift to give to the man of God. What do we have?" The servant answered him and said, "Look, I have a quarter of a shekel of silver. I will give it to the man of God. He will tell us what way to take." And in Israel, there they went to God, they went to the seer. That's what a prophet was called. They were exchanging their service to one who has been gifted by God to help him cover his needs, allowing him to continue focusing on utilizing the gift. The worker is worth his wages, Luke 10:7. Let me share this with you. There's times when people here at the ministry have attacked our ministry because we do ask for a donation. If we do email counsel, a prophetic word by email, or prophetic counseling by phone, if we're counseling, whether it be by email, by phone, by Skype, whatever it may be, because we have resources here that we have to cover. We have expenses. And so we see here in Samuel, they gave so that the prophet here could focus on his gift, focus on his gift, and focus on his ministry. And so by doing so, by their giving, they opened up that door that they didn't have to go and inquire or seek out other income opportunities. He could focus on being the vessel. So as you give into the ministry here, those who are partnered with us that receive a prophetic word by email every month, or you speak with me personally on the phone every month, you're literally backing up what is said here in 1 Samuel. You're living that out. You're giving so that we have the resources we need here at the ministry to expand the ministry, to reach people, and also that we may go and do what you need us to do, as inquire the Lord for you and work with you. And so as a prophet, as a minister, as a counselor, as a coach, you're providing that service, helping us provide that service as you give into the ministry. So we want to say thank you. But also it shows another way that God spoke. As we talked about the pillars of fire and the burning bush and dreams and visions and casting of lots. God speaks the way He chooses, and He does choose to speak through the prophet. The Lord visited me in a dream, and He said, "Tell my people what they can do, for the world is telling them what they cannot." That's a general, and it's also very specialized. It's speaking to the masses, and it's speaking to you individually. If you haven't partnered with us, this is my plea to you. Partner with us. There's 3 levels, and 2 of them include personal prophetic counsel with myself. Go to thesecondadam.com. I'll put a link with this podcast, but be sure to go to thesecondadam.com/partner. thesecondadam.com/partner. I want to prophesy, minister, and speak into your life. Will you allow me? Will you allow me to be that prophetic voice in your life? Go back and study the passage in Samuel. I believe in you. I believe in you. Because I believe in the Jesus Christ within you, and I look forward to hearing from you. This is Pastor Wayne. God bless.
Thanks for joining us for Straight Talk with Wayne. Do you need prayer, counseling, or personal prophetic ministry? Then go to thesecondadam.com for more information. Be sure to sign up at yourprophecynews.com for the latest updates, free resources, and prophetic news. God bless.